A little more than 2 years ago, we had a tankless water heater installed when our old water heater died. And when we had the tankless water heater installed, they're like, very explicitly, you should service this every year. And if you service it every year, then you don't have to service it every year. You can service it every 12, well, that's a year, every 15 or 18 months. So I scheduled my first maintenance for 12 months. And then I said to them, when do I need to maintain, you know, when do I need the service again? And they said, oh, you can probably do it in 16 months. And that would be today. I had watched videos on how to do the service yourself. And I did think it was something reasonable to pay somebody to do, pay a professional to do. Because it's complicated to service these things. They want to make sure you don't get too much buildup, whatever. And today was the second of those appointments. And the guy today told me I could have my next service in 18 months. So the exponential growth is working. I don't know. But when the guy arrived, first I got the text message that the guy was on their way. Every time the local air conditioning / plumbing company sends somebody to the house, I get a text message with a photo of the person coming and a description of their hobbies and who they are and what their name is, etc., so that I can know who's coming, I guess. And I got that text. Usually it comes about 10 to 12 minutes before they arrive. This one came about an hour before the person arrived, which meant that I waited anxiously for them because it was early. I didn't want the doorbell to ring and have the dog freak out and have a sleeping kid wake up, whatever. So I was on tenterhooks waiting for this person, and then they took a very long time to show. Fine. They come in and get to work, and I'm like, hey, would you like a coffee or a water or something? And I always offer, and they always say no. And this guy was like, I would love a glass of water. So I got him a glass of water. And then I was feeling all proud of myself, like, wow, I got that guy. And I was like, wait a second, how proud can I be? I offered a person hydration, like a life-sustaining liquid. Like, I guess that's a nice thing, but I shouldn't be proud of myself for it. So he then did the maintenance.
Your daily Lex.
As he's finishing, he's like, you know, we need to mark when you've done the maintenance. Because if you ever need a warranty repair, the first thing you're going to check is, did you get maintenance? And so there should be a sticker on here that says when you got maintenance. And I was like, okay. And he's like, so I can put one of those stickers on if that's okay. And I'm like, sure. And he's like, so when did you do the maintenance in the past? Just so happens that Fantastic Al and Google Calendar have all those times that I have done the maintenance in the past twice, which I provided him with. It was just one prior maintenance plus the install date. So I gave him those two dates. He was like, great, I'm going to put those on the thing. But like, there's no secret code to it. And he couldn't look up when my appointments were. So I could fill out my own maintenance things on this warranty sticker thing if I ever needed to. It was just dumb. It was very silly. Anyway, he said it was really good water. I put ice in it too, because that's the kind of host I am. Earlier today, I got a phone call on my cell phone. And it was from a 732 number, which is my local area code, although not my cell phone's area code. So I took the call and I said, as I often do when I answer the phone, hi, this is Lex. And the person on the other end in a deep voice said, is this Lex? I said, yes. And then I heard like a higher pitched voice, like, is he there? And my brain still hasn't put together all the information. But then when the higher pitched voice starts talking, I realize that voice is Sierra, which means that the first deeper voice was Liam. And Lauren had taken them to a museum. And only because I had looked at the description of the museum did I realize what was happening, which was that they had called me from a rotary phone because rotary phones are now museum worthy. It was actually a phone. I think Lauren texted me later. It was from the 1800s. I'm checking the text as I record. It was a 1910 phone. Just like I said, it was one of the ones where they had to hold the earpiece up and sit in front of the microphone, whatever, but they had rotary dialed me. And so we had a lovely conversation. Then I got a video from Lauren of their side of the conversation, which was very trippy because you don't always visualize the person on the phone. You talk to them, you hear them, but you don't always see them. But now I actually saw what their side looked like. It kind of looked like people talking on a very old fashioned phone. So yeah, that's my story. You know, I wasn't going to share this other thing because it sounded so stupid when I thought about it in my head, but I'm going to tell you anyway, because I still feel like I have another minute of podcast left in me, which is that earlier today, somehow my middle toe on my right foot fell asleep, even though the other toes hadn't, just from the unusual position I was sitting in and the way my foot was pressing against the floor. And it was very weird when I then started walking with just one toe asleep and the rest of my foot not asleep. I was going to call my foot my foe. It's like a foot toe, which is a great place for a toe to be. But anyway, I walked with, four toes having feeling and one toe not having feeling. It was very weird. I thought you should know. And now you do. Anyway, I hope you're having just the most magical Wednesday, and we will talk again soon.
Lex.
Really, I'll talk again soon, and you'll listen. I mean, there's going to be times when you talk, I assume, just in your day-to-day life, unless you've taken a vow of silence. But in terms of this podcast, I'll talk, you'll listen. You get it. That's how podcasts work.